Fall is a time that a lot of sports are happening at once, and people seem to get really crazy about some of these sports. And so,
I know I do.
And to learn more about what's behind some of this behavior of sports fans, we have a special guest on the show this evening calling in from the Twin Cities. We have Professor Doug Hartman, who is a professor of sociology at the University of Minnesota. And one of his special interests is sports and sociology. Welcome, Doug.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you on. So, you know, we notice this, people just get crazy about their sports teams, whether they're good or bad. Talk to us in general. What's this all about?
Well, I think they're crazy about sports teams, but also just crazy about sports. So some people really follow teams or leagues, but or others follow leagues and sports. But, I mean, it's a lot of different things. People, the excitement, the enjoyment of sports. Sports provides an opportunity for people to get really excited and emotional and outgoing and exuberant in ways that are really impossible in most of the rest of the society we live in. So it's kind of a opportunity for excitement and a release or relief from the drudgery of daily life. Another thing is just connecting with other people, whether it's living vicariously through the teams or athletes that you admire, but also that sport, being a sports fan is usually a social activity. You do it with others. You build bonds together with others as you're rooting for your teams or going to games or watching it on TV. So that's a few things.
And you've been studying this for a long time. I know you were part of a documentary movie about Vikings fans going back a bit. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was a pretty fun project. Documentary filmmaker from Minnesota just followed a bunch of Vikings fans all over the state, different walks of life, kind of what it was that drives their connections to the team. Part of the thing, with following a team like the Vikings is it's also tied with your regional identity, your sense of being Minnesotan. You kind of attach that not only to the love of sports generally, but to the love of particular teams that represent a particular area or region. And one of the reasons I think sport becomes really popular is it becomes a way to kind of turn your attachment to a community into something tangible, something you can feel emotional about, really invest your energies in. And for a lot of sports fans, then it's about sports, but it's also about their identity as being a member of a community. And sport provides an opportunity to come together as a community in ways. There's really nothing like it in our society where we can kind of get together and collectively celebrate our state or civic or school identity.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, actually, to, like, if I'm in Minneapolis and a Vikings game or a Twins game or something has let out, like, all these people who don't know each other at all, you know, greeting each other on the street, especially, of course, if they won, just sort of an interesting thing to see. People who would never talk to each other any other time and probably on the way in may have not have spoken with each other.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's a great... A lot of guys talk about that, especially it's a way that they can, you know, sometimes hard for guys to socialize and make friends or be friends, but sport provides kind of a common language, but even a common space where you can connect with people who you might not otherwise know and feel kind of like a level of connection and intensity of involvement and emotional, kind of shared emotional experiences that it's really not a lot of things like that, that sport provides those opportunities for us.
So I'm curious, and I know we could probably talk all night, and I would actually love to. I've been reading about some of your stuff online, but I'm just curious, you know, what's your personal interest in this? That, you know, I mean, as a sociologist, you could pick anything to study. what grabbed your interest on doing something like this?
Some of the things I'm interested in about sport is all of the kind of social things that happen through sports that we usually don't pay attention to. So just a simple one, it's kind of what we're talking about now, is people often explain being the fan of a team like the Vikings or the Gophers because you like football or basketball. But what's also happening is you're creating kind of school spirit or community spirit. And that happens, and sports becomes a way to create those social connections, even though we think we're only watching a game or playing a game, those kind of other things that are happening. For me, I really got into this studying sports and race in the United States and how sports become such an important point in the early part of our century for the advancement of African Americans and other racial minorities. We think it's only sport, but it really was an arena for opportunity, for breaking down color lines. And now it can kind of be seen as a place where a lot of difficult conversations about race happen when there's protests and stuff. But I'm really interested in all those other things that happen around sports that aren't necessarily on the fields of play, but where our collective interest in sports brings us together, and you can see some of those like really fascinating social dynamics unfolding.
And some of those social dynamics, as I understand it, are really at a much higher level in terms of just identifying with nation or state or political movements as well as other movements.
I think the Olympics are really founded around that. You know, it's a great athletic competition of the, you know, some of the most outstanding athletes, not just in the world, but in, you know, all of history. But what also goes on with the Olympics is a lot of, you know, meeting people from different cultures, learning about different countries. And I think the Olympic movement really celebrates itself, not only as about athletic excellence, but as how athletics can bring people together across lines, as across nations, for a kind of common, larger sense of humanity. It can create problems, too. I mean, one of the things I often tell my students, we talk about a lot, is it can break down boundaries, but it can reinforce them as well. But that's like a lot of times we think about sport and politics. These days, it's very contentious sometimes, where some of the lines of who you like or who you don't like get played out along political lines. But that's kind of, like you're saying, some big picture things that happen at both national and international levels.
Are you alluding to, for example, the kneeling, the controversy about kneeling when the national anthem is played, or things like that?
Yeah, that's a really good example, because some people see the kneeling of athletes as kind of statements calling attention to persistent problems in society. They see it as the right thing to do, and others really find that tremendously offensive, a disrespect to the sanctity of the games or the that kind of thing. And I'm kind of try not to take sides on that so much as to see how sport is this place where a lot of people of very different backgrounds kind of come together and interact with each other. Sometimes they get along better because of it. Sometimes the tensions and differences come out because of it.
For our listeners, I just want to mention we're talking with Dr. Doug Hartman. He's a professor of sociology at the University of Minnesota with a special interest in sports and sociology. I've got another angle I want to ask you about, and that is, you know, we've talked about, you know, what we see so visibly, which is the large numbers of people who identify with their teams. You know, they're wearing their jerseys, they're watching the games, you know, they're just so visible and noticeable. What are the implications, or what are your interpretations about the parts of society, the members of society who show absolutely no interest whatsoever in sports?
Well, there's nothing wrong with those folks. In fact, they're probably a majority of people. Someone like me, I talk a lot about how America is obsessed with sports, but it's really not more than half the population that has this kind of obsession. So folks that don't pay much attention to sports don't need to be thinking of themselves as kind of the unusual outsiders. They're probably a little more typical. It's probably a little harder to explain why the rest of us, that smaller group, are so obsessed with sports. So I don't know if that it might be living vicarious through athletes, why we wear jerseys. I think that's probably a part of it. And for people, but I guess what your question is getting at is people who don't kind of buy into that, who aren't big sports fans or wear jerseys, I think they look at folks that do and think, what's wrong with those folks? It's kind of two different angles on it, whether you're inside or outside that love of sports culture.
All right. So I have two final questions. First, and then these are probably not hard science questions for you, but it could be. First, since a lot of Vikings fans may be listening, we want to know, how can they be good Vikings fans and still not get their hearts broken?
That's a hard one, because so much of being a Vikings fan seems to be tied up with the dealing with the trauma of losses and tragic losses at that. My thing on this, so I think what's funny to me is a lot of sports fans think that being a true fan means suffering through the losses. And what I often say is kind of the opposite. I think a good sports fan, take all the pleasure you want in the victories, live vicariously in the reflected glory of your team and its championships, and when they lose, turn the TV off. Don't let yourself get sucked into it. I don't know that we have to be good sports fans means suffering tragically when the team you're rooting for happened to not win that day.
All right. And then finally, we're just curious, and we know that you're a couple hundred miles away from us, so you're safe. You're in a safe space. But what sports jerseys do you wear?
I don't usually wear sports jerseys. I do okay. have an awful lot of Gopher sportswear, though, because I go to a lot of the different events here on campus for the University of Minnesota. But I don't usually wear jerseys because it seems super weird to me to be wearing jerseys of young people that probably are sitting in my classroom. So I tend to root for the team, not the individual.
Okay. Thank you so much. We've been talking with Professor Doug Hartman, sociology professor at the University of Minnesota, about sports and society. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
I just wish I could have been there live to have some of that wine you guys were talking about.
Yeah, we wish you were here too. It would have been great.